بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان ربي العلي الأعلى الوهاب. اللهم لك الحمد كله، ولك الشكر كله، ولك الملك كله، ولك الخلق كله، وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك، ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك، ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيتك، ولك الحمد حمدا، ولك الحمد حتى ترضى، ولك الحمد إذا رضيت. سبحان ربي العلي الأعلى الوهاب. يا مونس كل وحيد، ويا صاحب كل فريد، ويا قريبا غير بعيد، ويا شاهدا غير غائب، ويا غالبا غير مغلوب، يا حي يا قيوم، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أول الأولين، ويا آخر الآخرين، ويا ذا القوة المتين، ويا راحم المساكين، ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد كله، اللهم لك الحمد كله، اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى، اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى، اللهم لك الحمد إذا رضيت. ألف لام ميم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، وإلهكم إله واحد، لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك بأننا نشهد أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. اللهم إنا ندعوك الله، وندعوك الرحمن، وندعوك البر الرحيم، وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم كما تحب وترضى، عدد ما تحب وترضى. يا صريخ المستصرخين، ومنتهى العائذين، والمفرج عن المكروبين، والمروح عن المغمومين، ومجيب دعاء المضطرين، ويا كاشف الكرب، يا إله العالمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، منزول بك كل حاجة. اللهم أنت ربنا، لا إله إلا أنت خلقتنا ونحن عبيدك، ونحن على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعنا، نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعنا، نبوء لك بنعمتك علينا ونبوء بذنوبنا، فاغفر لنا فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت، لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا من رآنا على الخطايا فلم يفضحنا، إن تغفر اللهم تغفر جما، وأي عبد لك لا ألم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا رجاءنا لا تخيب رجاءنا، يا من رآنا على الخطايا فلم يفضحنا. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك، ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة، إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا، اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا، اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك، والغنيمة من كل بذ، والسلامة من كل إثم، والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد، ونعيما لا ينفد، ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة، جنة الخلد. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلينا ومن الماء البارد اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا واجعل خشيتك أخوف الأشياء عندنا واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك وإذا أقررت أعين أهل الدنيا من دنياهم فأقرب أعيننا من عبادتك اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من ينفعنا حبه عندك اللهم كما رزقتنا مما نحب فاجعله قوة لنا فيما تحب اللهم وما زويت عنا مما نحب فاجعله فراغا لنا فيما تحب يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم إنا نسألك توفيق أهل الهدى وأعمال أهل اليقين ومناصحة أهل التوبة وعزم أهل الصبر وجد أهل الخشية وطلب أهل الرغبة وتعبد أهل الورع وعرفان أهل العلم حتى نلقاك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرطا واجعل حوضه لنا موردا اللهم احشرنا في زمرته واستعملنا بسنته وتوفنا على ملته واجعلنا في زمرته وحزبه اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بعد القضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك في غير ضراء مضرة ولا فتنة مضلة اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا الله يا رحمن يا كريم يا حنان يا منان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والله forgive us يا الله يا الله we are full of faults we are full of sins يا الله we confess يا الله يا الله it is your mercy your grace يا الله you cover our faults يا الله forgive us our major sins our minor sins يا الله sins we committed openly and secretly sins we committed in public and in privacy يا الله you are well aware of every single sin of ours يا الله يا الله forgive us يا الله يا الله forgive us يا الله Ya Allah, we are asking Ya Allah for your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah, from the curse of Jibreel alayhi salam and the Ameen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. Ya Allah, don't let Ramadan go, Ya Allah, in a state where we are not forgiven, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if we are not forgiven in Ramadan, then when will we be forgiven, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, forgive us all our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. Forgive our spouses, forgive our children, Ya Allah. Forgive our siblings, Ya Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are so kind, Ya Allah. You are so compassionate, Ya Allah. You are so merciful, Ya Allah. If it was anyone else, Ya Allah, we would have been destroyed long ago, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. This is only your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, even if you, Ya Allah, if you are to cause, Ya Allah, stones to rain from the sky and destroy us, that would have been your justice, Ya Allah. If you had to cause the earth to split open and swallow us up, that would have been your justice, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you are merciful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are confessing. Ya Allah, we are making tawbah, Ya Allah. We are making tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, after the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, shaitan is going to be released, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we desperately in need of your protection, Ya Allah. Allahumma waqiyatan ka waqiyatil waleed. Allahumma waqiyatan ka waqiyatil waleed. Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Like how the little baby is protected, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, enable us to do those things, Ya Allah, which please you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah, and forgive us from doing those things, Ya Allah, which displease you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever is happening around us, Ya Allah, so many signs you showed us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, still, Ya Allah, still we don't take heed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many signs you showed us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fitnas are raining upon us, Ya Allah. Kal hasiri, udan, udan, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, we take no heed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every big and small fitna, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all the fitna, Ya Allah. Ma zahara minha wa ma batan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, so many, Ya Allah, fitna, Ya Allah. Each one is getting worse, Ya Allah, day by day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open up our eyes, Ya Allah, of the heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all the fitna, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the fitna of the phone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it has destroyed, Ya Allah, families, Ya Allah. It has destroyed marriages, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it has destroyed the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you ordered us, Ya Allah, to look at, Ya Allah, the Quran, Ya Allah, we looked at haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you ordered us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to listen to your kalam, Ya Allah, we filled it with haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it's only filthy, dirty people like us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if there's somebody who is filthy, Ya Allah, we'll never allow him into our house, Ya Allah. But your kindness, Ya Allah, your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, dirty, filthy people like us, Ya Allah. You allowed us, Ya Allah, to take your name, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, such filthy tongues, Ya Allah. Such filthy hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you allowed us, Ya Allah. You enabled us to recite Quran, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't take away your bounties from us because of our disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are making tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us aman. You gave us aman, Ya Allah. Throughout the world, Ya Allah, people are suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, still we take no heed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, indeed, Ya Allah, it is our gunas. It is our sins, Ya Allah. That is why we are not seeking your help, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that is your system, Ya Allah. But you are not bound by your system, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you showed us many times, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you can go against your system when you wish, Ya Allah. Enable us to do those a'mal, Ya Allah, that bring down your rahmat, Ya Allah. Change the condition of the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah, Ya Allah. Guide the ummah, Ya Allah. Guide us, Ya Allah. Guide our families, Ya Allah. Those that have become murtad, Ya Allah, bring them back, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, enable us to follow his mubarak sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we filled our lives, Ya Allah, with the love of the kuffar, Ya Allah, with the mushrikeen, Ya Allah, with the yahud, with the nasara, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they caused him pain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are causing him pain today, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from that scene on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, when he'll tell us, Ya Allah, when the malaika will tell him, Ya Allah, that don't give these people, Ya Allah, for the kota. He will say the day of Ummah. I will tell him, oh Allah, they wanna be. You don't know what they did after you. Ya Allah, he'll tell us, Suhkun, Suhkun, get out. Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Allah grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let Quran intercede for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, enable us, Ya Allah, to get, Ya Allah, enjoyment in your dhikr, in Quran, Ya Allah, in your ibadat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, enable us, Ya Allah, and grant us, Ya Allah, ecstasy in striving in your path, in making effort for deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, full up our masajid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, full up our masajid, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, 100% Ya Allah, musallis, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in Ramadan, out of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us a clean and pure heart, Ya Allah. Allahumma aghnina bil ilm, wa zayyinna bil hilm, wa akrimna bil taqwa, wa jammilna bil afiyah. Ya Allah, you granted this month of Ramadan for taqwa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us taqwa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us taqwa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us taqwa, Ya Allah. Let us be from the muttaqeen, Ya Allah. From the muhsineen, Ya Allah. From the mutawakkileen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let every moment in our lives be in your dhikr, in your shukr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Allah, Ya Allah. Allahumma ahdina li ahsani al-akhlaq. La yahdi li ahsaniha illa anta. واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. Ya Allah, all the efforts and the works of deen which are taking place, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, that are working on the path of haqq, Ya Allah, you accept it, Ya Allah. Accept the efforts of the mashayikh and the ulama, Ya Allah. Accept the effort of da'wat and tabligh, Ya Allah. Accept the effort, Ya Allah, of the madaris, Ya Allah, of the social welfare work, Ya Allah, of the efforts of individuals, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us for the effort of deen, Ya Allah. Our entire life is still our last breath, Ya Allah. Accept us for deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we made our aspiration dunya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Güzel yanaksteni ya Allah, even in the kabristan ya Allah. We still talk about dunya ya Allah. If that's not going to remind us, then what is going to remind us ya Allah? What day we have to meet you ya Allah? Ya Allah, protect our iman ya Allah. Let us be prepared to meet you ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from an evil death ya Allah. Grant us a good death ya Allah. Allahumma razuqna shahadatan fi sabilik. Waj'al mawtana fi baladi habibik sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك واجعل موتنا في بلد حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله, many people يا الله are going through a lot of difficulties, sufferings يا الله. You know very well يا الله each one's condition يا الله. Those who are sick يا الله, grant them شفاء يا الله. يا الله, those who are يا الله who are in يا الله in need of a job يا الله, for employment يا الله, you grant them حلال طيب رزق يا الله. يا الله, you open up for them يا الله. Those who have any problems, any difficulties, you remove the difficulty يا الله. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, ya Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is in our control, ya Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, ya Allah. Those who are sick and ailing, grant them complete shifa, ya Allah. أذهب البأس رب الناس اشفي أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. Ya Allah, ya Allah, definitely you kept effect, ya Allah, in the medication, ya Allah, in the means, ya Allah. But you are not bound by that, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you can cure without any means, ya Allah. And you showed us many times, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us yaqeen in you, ya Allah. Grant us your muhabbah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our greatest need is to become yours, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our greatest need is to become yours, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're desperately in need of your muhabbah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we need dunya of aspiration. We need, ya Allah, wealth of aspiration, ya Allah. We forgot about our akhirat, ya Allah. Grant us jannatul firdaus bi ghayri hisab, ya Allah. In the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah, those who for our parents who are alive, ya Allah, enable us to serve them, ya Allah, and gain our jannah through them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, many, ya Allah, have abandoned their parents, ya Allah. Ya Allah, because of entertainment, ya Allah. They kept in some, ya Allah, old age home, ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, ya Allah, of siblings, ya Allah, of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah. Those that are our parents that have passed away, ya Allah, fill the qubur al-nur, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from adab of qabar, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from adab of jahannam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the highest status in jannah to firdaus, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, grant us akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever was done is purely your tawfiq, ya Allah. Except this khatam of Quran, ya Allah. It was full of mistakes, ya Allah. The deficiency is from our side, ya Allah. You are pure, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the deficiency is from our side, ya Allah. All we can say is, ya Allah, we brought defective goods, ya Allah. Jina bi bida'ati muzja, fa'ufilan al-kibi. Ya Allah, we brought defective, ya Allah. Defective amal, ya Allah. Ya Allah, nonetheless, you reward us, ya Allah. You grant us the full reward, ya Allah. Ya Allah, help the Muslimin throughout the world, ya Allah. Wherever they are suffering, ya Allah, help them, ya Allah. Indeed, it's our deeds, ya Allah. Our amal, ya Allah. Ya Allah, this is your system, ya Allah. Accordingly, ya Allah, you're sending the conditions, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they devoured us like a plate of food, ya Allah. They made a morsel of us, ya Allah. As if to say, ya Allah, they are asking, where is ya Allah? Ya Allah, you are all powerful, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them hidayat, ya Allah. Grant them hidayat also. Grant us, ya Allah, the worry for their hidayat. But if you know, ya Allah, you know, ya Allah, in your knowledge, they will never accept, ya Allah. Ya Allah, then destroy them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, break their hands and feet, ya Allah. Ya Allah, cause disunity amongst them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect Haramain Sharifain, ya Allah. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we lost it, ya Allah. Ya. It is our deeds, ya Allah, our deeds, ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you are powerful, ya Allah. You haven't gone weak, ya Allah. You are the same, Allah, ya Allah. We helped Nabi alayhi salam in Badr, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the same, Allah. Ya Allah, you don't need anyone, ya Allah. Ya Allah, even if we become the most pious, it won't increase your greatness. If we become the most sinners, ya Allah, it won't decrease your greatness, ya Allah. You are Allah, you are great, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us all the noble qualities, ya Allah. Ya Allah, many who ask for du'as, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have good thoughts about us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah. They hold us in high esteem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you know who we are, ya Allah. We can't hide from you, ya Allah. اللهم لا تؤاخذنا بما يقولون واغفر لنا مما لا يعلمون واجعلنا خيرا مما يظنون. يا الله يا الله we show اخلاق to those يا الله outside of houses for our own family, our own children, يا الله our own wives, يا الله يا الله we treat them anyhow. يا الله forgive us, يا الله forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يا الله you know the, يا الله the needs, يا الله يا الله the حاجات, يا الله the desires, يا الله. Ya Allah, of everyone sitting here, Ya Allah, whoever is listening, and the entire ummah throughout the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill each and everyone's, Ya Allah, jais, wishes, Ya Allah, and desires, Ya Allah. Guide the ummah, forgive the ummah, Ya Allah. Accept our entire lives, Ya Allah. Our jihad, Ya Allah, our mal, Ya Allah, our waqt, Ya Allah, our dil, Ya Allah, our dimag, Ya Allah, our thinking, our abilities for your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect our iman, Ya Allah. Those who are instrumental, Ya Allah, in teaching us deen, our satida, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive them, and Ya Allah, raise their status, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they broke their backs, Ya Allah, so that we could learn Quran. Ya Allah, they finished themselves, Ya Allah, how much of tolerance they had, Ya Allah. Some of them are not well, Ya Allah. You grant them shifa. They tolerated us, Ya Allah, all over, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so that we can learn how to take your name, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them the best of rewards, Ya Allah. Keep them on the afiyah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have passed away from amongst them, Ya Allah. Grant them the highest of status, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept all our du'as, Ya Allah. Whatever we forgot to ask for, Ya Allah, you grant it, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min al-khayri kulli, ajilihi wa ajilihi, ma'alimna minhu wa ma'lam na'lam. Wa na'udhu bika min al-sharri kulli, ajilihi wa ajilihi, ma'alimna minhu wa ma'lam na'lam. اللهم إنا نسألك من اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله اللهم إنا نسألك ما قضيت لنا من أمر أن تجعل عاقبته رشدا اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي آمين برحمتك يا رب.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تلك حدود الله فلا تقربوها صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, it is only Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, Allah's fazl that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has allowed us to reach this far in the month of Ramadan. Just one or two days left. And the sentiment that is common at the moment and perhaps is being said and expressed by each and every person is how swiftly and how quickly hasn't the month of Ramadan passed by. It feels as though it was just yesterday that it was Laylatul Bara'ah, 15th of Sha'ban. We came to the masjid. We made some effort. We raised our hands, shed a few tears. We realized that we have just a short while before the month of Ramadan. And in the last rakat of Taraweeh, we heard Maulana Zahir Saab read, Alif Lam Mim Dhalika Al-Kitab Wa La Rayba Fi. And it feels as though it was just yesterday that we heard him reading Suratul Baqarah. It was the first Taraweeh. But such is time and the passage of time. Allama Iqbal rahimahullah, one of the famous poets of the past, would say regarding the passing of the month of Ramadan, You would say, kitni jaldi ye Ramzan guzarta hai. That how fast the month of Ramadan passes by. Pyaas lagti nahi, iftar guzar jata hai. That with barely experiencing any thirst, any hunger, already it's the time of iftar. Person woke up, he had sari, he came to the masjid, read his fajr, and then went to work. Before we know it, it's time to come back home. And then the asar adhan is going, and already it's time for iftari thereafter. And then he would say, that ham gunehgaro ki maghfirat kare mere rab. That, oh Allah, forgive the weak and sinful servants like myself. That ibadat hoti nahi, Ramzan guzar jata hai. I barely made any ibadat. I barely strove, made any effort, any sacrifice. Already the month of Ramadan has passed by. But on this point, my dear brothers, very importantly, ulama say, naf'alu wa nastaghfiru wa nuhasibu. That as we reach the end of the month of Ramadan, then we do three things. Naf'alu, whatever Allah gives us tawfiq to do, we continue. We make every effort to maximize the last few moments of the month of Ramadan. It is possible that tonight may be the night of Qadr. Generally what tends to happen, we come on the 21st night, we have a great amount of enthusiasm and desire, we spend some time in the masjid, we make dua, and then we come on the 23rd, 25th, 27th night, we feel very strongly that this is a big night. And by the time the 27th night passes, we feel it is already now time for Eid. And many a times we end up missing out on these last few moments. Allah knows best, but tonight could also be the night of Qadr. And we have heard so many virtues of the night of Qadr from the start of the last 10 nights. 83 years and 4 months of ibadat. I should not lose out or miss out if it is tonight. So naf'alu. We continue making an effort. Whatever Allah gives tawfiq, we try to the best of our ability. Wa nastaghfiru. And at the same time, we continue asking Allah to forgive and overlook, to make sattari. In the dua we heard also, Allah is Rabbi Kareem. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu would explain, what is Al-Kareem? Who is Allah? Alladhi yu'ti bidun istihqaqin wala minna. Allah is that being who gives, even though the recipient is completely undeserving. And our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh would give a beautiful example. Person hired some casual workers for the day. He has some work to do in his yard. So he hires 5-6 of them. And he gives them the scope of their work. And then he's sitting in his air-conditioned room or his office. And he's observing and watching. And these 5-6 workers, 5 of them pick up their tools. And they begin to do the work, carry out the work. And they're walking from one side of the yard to the other. You can see the perspiration running down their face. It's a very hot day. But they're working very hard, tirelessly, effortlessly. And the last person, the sixth person, the sixth worker, he finds one pillar. He sits down. He lifts up his leg. He puts his cap back. He takes a glass of water in his hand. He is not prepared to help them. And not only he isn't doing the work, but every time somebody passes by, then he puts out his leg. He tries to trip that person. He starts cracking jokes with them. He tries to deter them from whatever work they have. And like this, the entire day passes by. 5 of them are doing the work. And the sixth person, he's just there to relax, to waste time. Finally, the day comes to an end, and now they line up in front of the boss that we came for our wages for the day, whatever it was stipulated. And in that queue also the sixth person is standing there. And now he humbles himself, he puts down his shoulders, and the boss pays the first person and the second. Finally he comes to that sixth person, and he knows that he has done nothing. The entire day he wasted. But he looks up at the boss and he says, "You are a very kind person. You're a very generous person. So please give me the full wage, and can you give me a bonus also?" Hazrat says, imagine what a generous person the boss has to be to pay this person. That you were deterring the other workers. You barely did anything, but never mind, here's the full pay and take a bonus also, 50 rand extra, 100 rand extra. Hazrat says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, walillahi al-mathalul a'la. Allah is not in need of our examples. There is no likeness to Allah. But Allah is like that Kareem, that generous boss. that despite us sitting on the sidelines for the entire month of Ramadan and barely making an effort, and whatever effort we did make, whether it is worthy to be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah is still prepared to give us in full and to give us that bonus also. But for us to have yaqeen and conviction. Now we raised our hands and we made dua. Every single person should have this conviction that I am forgiven. Not that I will be forgiven later on. Already as I sit here, Allah has forgiven me. I have absolutely no past. And my entire slate is wiped clean. At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kamal la dhamba lahu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when a person makes sincere tawbah, provided he's sincere, then it is as though he has never committed that sin. Ulama say, not even the child writes the word in pencil, and he's trying, he's getting his pencil grip right, and he's learning his new vocab, and he gets the word wrong, and then he erases it, and he gets it wrong again, and erases it. After some time, you'll see some marks on that page. Not even like this, no trace remains of our guna and sin. And further ulama say, At-ta'ibu habibullah. That when a person makes tawbah, leave alone his gunas being wiped out, but immediately he becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right now as we sit here, we should have that yaqeen, that conviction that I am the beloved of Allah. And this is why Allah has kept us here. And we've been saying this over and over again, Allah brings us into His house, and Allah gives us tawfiq to come for these programs, and to spend these moments in His path, because Allah wants to give us something. Allah wants to give us, but who is there who is ready to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he would say that ibadat hoti nahi ye Ramzan guzar jata hai. That Allah, I have barely done any ibadat. I have barely done anything, and already the month of Ramadan has passed by. Ulama say there are two doors through which a person can enter into the rahmat of Allah. One is the door of the tahajjud guzar. The person who is up every morning, he's on 8 rakats of tahajjud, and he's making Quran khatam after Quran khatam, and he's on a very high level of taqwa and ibadat. That queue is a very long queue. There are many people who are striving and trying to get entrance through that door. And then they say, the second door is the door of the crybabies, like myself. That, Ya Allah, all I have are my tears to present before you. I don't have any tahajjud, I don't have any Quran tilawat worthy of presenting before you, but I have my tears of regret, my tears of remorse. So on nights like this, on moments like this, like these moments, when the month of Ramadan is about to come to an end, for us to put ourselves into that queue, the queue of those who will cry in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cry with remorse over our gunas, our sins. This is the call of the time. Allah has given us the month of Ramadan. So naf'alu wa nastaghfiru. And the third thing, وَنُحَاسِبُ. That now as we reach the end, that we take accountability of ourselves. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu would say, حَاسِبُ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُ. That take your own account before your account is taken on the day of Qiyamah. Like we would find previously on the side of the hearse, it would be written, perform your salah before your salah is performed for you. So he would say, take your account before your own account is taken. Ya Allah, you gave me the month of Ramadan. What have I done so far? And very importantly, whatever a'mal we have done, but did I do it for the sake of Allah or not? Sometimes it becomes ritualistic. After the first few days, now I'm in the routine of waking up for Sehri. I know I've got to be in the masjid, Asar time, then Maghrib time, then my iftari will take place. I come for my Taraweeh Salah. We sit in a few programs, it's customary. For many years I've been coming, my parents have been coming, grandparents used to come for the programs. So I come to the masjid, I spend some time. But is it for the sake of Allah, or is it not for the sake of Allah? What was the catalyst behind it? What spurred me on? In Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us, what is our fasting in the month of Ramadan supposed to give us? تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. Allah has set for each and every one of us limitations, boundaries that we should not cross. And in the month of Ramadan, we all are well aware of these boundaries. That example that Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi used to always give, the fasting person, how conscious he is that I must not break my fast before the adhan is called.
The person in i'tikaf, I must not cross the red line. This is the boundary, this is the limit that has been set down now, and I am not allowed to cross. And no matter what savouries are there, what milkshake is there, what kajur is there, but he will make sure that if I don't hear the Maghrib Adhan, I won't break my fast. But now for this consciousness to spill over into the other aspects of my life. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned, and we've mentioned this before also, the five branches of deen. And this is part of our stock taking, our accountability tonight. That this consciousness has come into my fasting, has come into my i'tikaf, perhaps has come into my Quran tilawat. But the other branches of deen, and the first is my iman, imaniyat, my yaqeen, my tawakkul, my trust upon Allah, my reliance upon Allah. Am I conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to my imaniyat? That when it's crunch time, when the account is running low, when that lucrative deal is there, now do I believe in the words of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Will I be able to apply the brakes of taqwa? This will be the litmus test after the month of Ramadan. That the consciousness that my fasting developed in me, now that consciousness becomes alive in my business dealings also. It becomes alive in my reliance and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It becomes alive in my social interactions, in my dealing with people, my neighbors, my family members, my friends, in my speech, how I speak to people, how I conduct myself in public, in privacy. This consciousness, this awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to come alive. Otherwise, it will become a life of ghaflat. Allah gave us the month of Ramadan to take us out of the slumber. And the example that ulama would give to understand the disastrous effect and consequence of ghaflat, of heedlessness, where a person loses or drops his guard. Ulama give that example of the young family at home, Sunday afternoon, and the call comes, there's some visitors that are expected. Parents are coming, in-laws are coming. And the young housewife, with anticipation and eagerness, she goes and she puts the hot oil on the stove. She'll fry some savouries, that now my parents are coming home. And she's excited, we're going to host them. And as she is preparing, and the oil now begins to boil and to heat up, the phone rings, or the doorbell rings. Already the visitors have arrived. And in that eagerness, she rushes to answer the door. And the five-year-old child is playing in the kitchen. She runs up to the stove, and she sees the handle sticking out. And she grabs hold of the handle, and that entire pot of boiling oil falls onto her. What was supposed to be an afternoon of joy, of happiness, family getting together, light-hearted moments, now it's an ICU case. Now they have to rush, and now the payment, and now they're looking for the credit card, and then the doctors are coming. And whether this child will recover or not, just one moment of heedlessness. Ulama say we can imagine if we will allow heedlessness to creep into our deen, which is our default condition generally out of the month of Ramadan. How disastrous this won't be for my iman, for my taqwa, for my akhirat. So for us to introspect, that now I have reached the end of the month of Ramadan, to what extent has this consciousness come into my life? And then a person makes some progress. In the month of Ramadan, he makes an effort. And how many a person will send a message to say that I've given up this evil habit, I deleted the contact, I uninstalled the application, I closed the account, I deleted the file. But the worry and the fear, what do I do after the month of Ramadan? So very importantly, ulama say, like in when it comes to our worldly efforts, what is the maintenance plan? Person who loses weight, he's on a strict diet for 6 months. Then he starts to change the diet. Finally, he reaches his goal weight. I am where I want to be right now. Now how do I maintain it? I need to make sure that I don't put on the calories or the kilos again. So what is the maintenance plan for after the month of Ramadan? It should not be that I made that effort and now the environment will change. I lose that steam. The environment is no longer so conducive. And now I fall flat once again. And now I have to wait another 10, 11 months before the next Ramadan to come. Then again I make a little bit of effort. How do I maintain what I have achieved? So ulama explain very simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a unique system. This is the sunnah of Allah, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person wants to maintain the momentum, then what does he have to do? In Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us to ask for hidayat, for guidance. And we read this in every rakat of every salah. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. Every rakat we're making dua for hidayat, for hidayat, for hidayat. In Kitabullah, Allah then points out and indicates to us, how will you find hidayat? How will you maintain hidayat? Not only in the month of Ramadan. But Allah then guides us, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. What is hidayat? What is guidance? What is it to remain on taqwa? It is to follow the path of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us, and Allah has a system in this world. If a person wants to maintain momentum, then he cannot do it alone. It is impossible for a person to walk this path alone, to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on his own. Many have tried and many have failed. But Allah has a system. Attach yourself to someone who has already found his way. He has a GPS system. And he already has the correct coordinates punched in. And we can see that he is proceeding very swiftly. And he is not being diverted. He is not taking any off-ramp. And myself, I can barely stay straight in the lane. All I have to do is attach myself to his navigation system, to his GPS, make the connection, and very soon I will also reach the same destination. Like the example ulama give, in the past, and perhaps in other countries, it's still more common, where you would have the trains, and you have the first class coach right in the front. And that coach is top class, the facilities are 5-star, then you have the second class, and then finally you have the cattle class. The third coach, right in the back. But as long as that coach remains attached, it will reach the same destination as the first class coach. Although it's not the same. The seats are not the same, the facilities are not the same. But because it remains attached, in the same way, we lack that amount of ibadat, that amount of a'mal in our life, that amount of taqwa in our life. But if we will attach ourselves, then we will also reach the same destination as the friends of Allah. And to give up guna and sin also, beautiful example ulama give. A person has a property, and he has neglected that property for many years. And now there's weeds, and there's thorny trees, and it's barely possible to even enter that property. So they say there's one of two ways that he can clean it out. The example is our heart. Our hearts that are full of thorns, full of guna, full of evil habits. One of two ways he can clean out that entire yard. He has the difficult way and he has the easy way. The difficult way, ulama say, is he can don his hazmat suit, put on a helmet, put on his gloves, his gum boots. He can take a axe in his hand or garden scissors in his hand. And he can read Bismillah like a mujahid and go head first into that garden. But most likely, he won't come out alive. There may be some snakes there, some scorpions there, some wild dogs that have gotten into there. The thorns may catch him. So they say, better this person must tell his wife and children, make his final wasiyat, I don't think I'll see you again. Why? He wants to do it alone. That's the difficult way. And then, he has the easy way. That right now this garden, the weeds are overgrown, the thorns are there, I can barely see the pathway anymore, all the paving has already been covered. So all he has to do, make one phone call. Ask that person who has a can of diesel, that please come through, let's pour this diesel all over this garden here, and light one flame, one match, and watch the entire thing burn to the ground. And he will have a completely clean property left behind. That's the easy way. In the very same way, ulama explained that for us to maintain this momentum after the month of Ramadan, to cleanse and purify our hearts And to rid ourselves of these evil habits, one is the difficult way. I can go for it myself. And I'm trying and I'm slipping, trying and falling. And how many a times a youngster will come also. I'm making an effort, 2 days pass, again I fell. The temptation came again. And I just can't seem to give it up. Eventually he says, this is my lot in life. Perhaps this is how I'm supposed to be. Or I can choose the easy way. Put my hand in the hand of a friend of Allah. And those in this very masjid will know, those who had some connection, some relationship, some closeness with Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Ask them and they will tell you where I was and where he took me to. With the fazal of Allah, with the permission of Allah. Why I was connected. Go to the friends of Allah, tell them, now just pour that diesel a little bit. And now light the flame of Allah's love, of Allah's consciousness, of Allah's muhabbat, Allah's recognition. And now see how quickly the heart will be cleansed. How quickly our life will become pure. How quickly we'll maintain that momentum. And then Hazrat says that the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very lengthy one. It is an effort, ongoing effort till the time a person leaves this world. وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. It is not just a 1 day effort or 1 month effort. That now the month of Ramadan I made some changes to my schedule. I started reading Quran Sharif and I started being more conscious of my gaze, more conscious of my speech. So now I think I'm okay. I can feel now I'm on a high. When the dua starts, immediately the tears start to flow. I can feel that enjoyment when I'm taking the name of Allah. So I'll be okay moving ahead. We know every Ramadan. By the time we reach this point in the month of Ramadan, the heart is soft. And then give it a few days and the test will come on the day of Eid. On the day of Eid, the family will be together. She will be there, he will be there. Now will I fight the temptation, the desire? What are the boundaries of Allah? What does Allah want from me? So a person can have what we term wishful thinking. But we know where we end up after the month of Ramadan. Or I can take the easy way, the easy route. And just link up to some friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then see how easy Allah will make the journey ahead. So Allah has given us this system, my dear brothers. And ulama say very important also, that when a person establishes some link with some friend of Allah, some pious person, then we should not entertain some notion that this is some hero worship, or this pious person now will solve all my problems. Mufti Shafi Saab rahimahullah, the father of Mufti Taqi Uthmani, and the author of Ma'riful Quran, a very great alim of deen, he mentions, he was in Pakistan, and he had taluk with Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah Ali. He was all the way in India. And in that time, from Pakistan to India, it was very difficult to travel. Very difficult to send letters also. It would take a lot of time. But this was his sheikh. He had taluk with him, connection with him. So Mufti Shafi Saab rahimahullah writes, he says, that whenever I had anything that was troubling me or bothering me, and I needed to make some mashwara, or get some guidance, some direction, then I would write the letter. And I would describe my condition. And then I would go to the post office and I would mail the letter. And sometimes it would take up to 3 or 4 months before it would even reach India. Then Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah Ali would get it. Now he must go through the letter, reply to it. Then he must post it back. And then finally it comes. Sometimes half the year had passed already. And that problem that I had, that was a problem that I was facing within that week. But because I made the effort from my side, I might not even have received a reply. But I took the initiative and I made the effort, he would say, that I would notice that immediately after writing the letter and sending it, Allah would suddenly open up a solution in my mind. And that entire problem would disappear. Why? I made the effort. So this is the system Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept, has left behind for us, that we connect ourselves to the pious. And then ulama would explain that, understand this to be like connecting to some security company. Once a person is connected, now let them come in, do the wiring, put up the electric fencing, and then give you the armed response, or the panic button. Then let a thief come. And see how he thinks twice before attempting to scale your wall. This person is connected. I can see the board is there, the security company, armed response. He's already got electric fencing. There's burglar bars on his windows. So better I try somewhere else. When a person is linked up, then this is like the security company. Now when shaitan will try to make his attack, try to make a person slip, abuse the gaze, abuse the thoughts, think the wrong thing, say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, now he sees a person is connected. He has that armed response, he has that security company that he's linked up to, shaitan will think twice. That better I don't interfere with this person. So for us to take advantage of this, my dear brothers, and just some guidelines with regard to how do we go about doing this. We had intended to speak on something else, but nevertheless, how does a person take that first step? Many a times a person has some reluctance that if I get too close to the pious and the friends of Allah, then my whole life will change. I don't want my life to change. If I give up all my evil habits, there's no sweetness anymore. And then I'll have to tell him everything. I'll have to expose all my faults. And he might shake my hand and do some x-ray of me and see what I'm doing. And I don't want this type of accountability in my life. But how does a person go about doing it? One is, Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi would say, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi would mention, that the main ingredient a person needs is courage. To have himmat, to have courage. That, oh Allah, the month of Ramadan is coming to an end, I want to change my life. I want to change my life. And when the month of Ramadan ends, I don't want to go back to what it was before Ramadan. I want it to be different this time. And not just lip service, but genuinely I want it. Now I'm prepared to do whatever it takes. Person has some sickness, some physical condition. Then no matter what it is, I need to see the specialist. I have to visit him. I want my health to come right. I'm tired of being sick. And we mentioned before also, if the husband doesn't do it, then the wife will make an appointment for him. If you're not coming right, I already made the appointment. You make the time and go and see the doctor. Why? We understand the importance of the physical health. So for a person to take courage, have himmat, and then Hazrat Anwi Rahmatullah Ali would say that don't be a himmat chore. Himmat chore, that a person says, you know what, I got no courage, I can't do it. He would say, the same courage you have to break the command of Allah, that shows you have courage to obey Allah. The same courage you have to drive past the masjid, it shows, despite knowing Allah is in control, and at any time Allah can punish me, but I just drive past. I can hear the adhan being called. He says, is that not courage? So tell yourself, the same courage I had to break Allah's command, now I'm going to use it to obey Allah. The same courage I had to keep myself at a distance, I'm going to use it to come closer. Like that young child, the mother is waking him up in the morning for school, and he says, I've got a fever, my body is paining, back is paining, my throat is sore, he starts coughing also. He's so sick, the mother also is convinced, I better make a doctor's appointment for him. And let the love club go by, and he realizes now that I'm not going to go to school today. Now see how he wakes up. Now he's running outside, he's riding his bicycle, he's playing. But what he was doing, he was shirking, he was staying back. For myself also, when it's time for salah, time for Quran tilawat, time to give up guna and sin, now like that sick child, I've got no energy, no strength, I can't do it, it's very difficult. And then let the friend phone and say, paddle, the court is booked, or the bra is on, labbaik, alhamdulillah, I'm ready. So that same courage, the same courage I used to disobey Allah, now pluck up that courage and come forward. And link myself up to some friend of Allah and then see the change in my life. Ulama would say, how does a person know where to go? How to start this journey? So many people will say that how many ulama have left this world and mashayikh have left this world? And what do we do? Who do we turn to? Ulama explained very simple. A person must find someone who has the same blood type. We can gel with one another. I can speak to him. He can speak to me. I find it easy to benefit from him, to discuss my worries and my concerns with him. And I can see he has the deen of Allah in his life. He has the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam within him. And I feel that this person can take me closer to Allah. It may not be some very senior person, or some very pious and famous sheikh. Sometimes a person will establish some connection with some very, very senior person. But it's a relationship of awe. He can barely bring himself to speak to him. Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi would say, with having that specialist also, you need a local GP as well. Someone who you can connect with, the blood type agrees. I can sit in his company, sit in his programs. I got easy access to him. I feel comfortable discussing my worries and concerns with him. He gives me good advice. And he'll hold my hand and take me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has blessed us. Allah has blessed us in our country and in our city more than perhaps in any part of the world also. Allah has given us so many mashayikh, so many ulama-i kiram, who themselves are connected to those above them. Their asatiza have given them authorization, have approved them. And how many people have changed their lives already, but I'm not coming forward. It's taking me so long. So for us to pluck up this courage, my dear brothers, if we have not made the decision already, make that decision now. That, oh Allah, for your pleasure only. And the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on the day of Qiyamah, the announcement will be called, أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ بِجَلَالِي. That where are those people whose relationship in this world was founded purely on the love of Allah? That is all I want from this person. I don't want any name, any fame, any status. I don't want people to say I'm very pious, or somebody to say, look at how close he is to some pious person. And I don't have to suddenly now start driving the same car that he drives, and eating the same food he eats, and dressing in the same way. That it's a relationship of love. The announcement will be called, أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ بِجَلَالِي. That where are those who loved one another purely for my sake? And then Allah will say, الْيَوْمَ أُظِلُّهُمْ فِي ظِلِّي. Today I will give them shade under my arsh. يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلِّي. When there will be no shade anywhere else. Today I will give them shade under my arsh. Why? They made an effort. They made an effort, they took the initiative. They took the first step. Now we establish some connection. We're attending the programs of some pious person. We have some contact with him. Now we start making the dhikr of Allah, taking the name of Allah. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. Ulama say that for myself, I have given my heart to so many different things in this world. Whether it be to my spouse, whether it be to my car, whether it be to my cell phone, whether it be Allah protect to some illicit relationship, to some substance, some drugs, some alcohol, some gambling. But nothing has the capacity to take care of my heart besides the one who created the heart. That is why Allah tells us the only time, the only way that you will find that peace of mind, that elusive peace of mind, that contentment you're searching for, the only place you will find it is in the dhikr of Allah, in the remembrance of Allah. Now a person has some connection. Now he starts to take the name of Allah. 10 times, 20 times, 50 times. And suddenly he finds he can't do without it. My day doesn't feel right. The head is not taking out. Person says, I didn't have my coffee for the day. It's my fix for the morning. I didn't get it at home, I'll have to stop at the garage. I didn't get it there, I'll have to get it at the office. Or I'll get it delivered to me, but I have to have my fix for the day. Otherwise my head doesn't take right. I can't do my work also. Person is irritable the entire day. I haven't had my fix of dhikr for the day. I haven't taken the name. I didn't start my day. I missed my fajr salah. My day is not right. Why? A person has now come into the protection of Allah. He's come into the rahmat of Allah. He's attached himself to the right place. Now Allah takes pity upon him. Now Allah makes fazal upon him. And now Allah starts to pull him closer. And now even when he doesn't want to come close, Hazrat Mu'anayim Sahib would give that example also. I want to look. I want to abuse my gaze. And I can see she's standing there. And I have every effort, suddenly that bus will come in between. And now I'm waiting, I'm looking this way, that way, and the bus driver stopped. And I'm shouting at him. And finally, after the passengers get on, and he moves, and she's gone. I lost the opportunity. I didn't lose the opportunity. Allah made fazal. Allah came to my rescue. He sent the bus. Why? Because I put myself in the rahmat of Allah. I did the a'mal of rahmat. I made the effort. But as we mentioned, my dear brothers, for me to take the initiative, for me to take the initiative to make that effort, to try and come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. And then see how Allah will come between me and my own heart also. So together with this, one is, as we mentioned, the system of Allah, that a person will connect himself to some friend of Allah. And then with this, the tool, the weapon, the arrow that never misses its target, which we use in the month of Ramadan and we abandon out of Ramadan, is for a person to make fervent dua. To make dua and make dua and make dua, that, oh Allah, if you do not pull me out of the gutter of sin, who will pull me out? To put our needs before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why we have in all of these programs, dua takes place. So that we can learn how to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do I put my needs before Allah? How do I put my needs in the court of Allah? On one occasion, Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi was in Makkah Mukarrama, and Mulana Salim Dorat Sahib Damat Barakatu, who was with him, and they were sitting on the mataf. So Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, it was the month of Ramadan. So he says to him, he teaches him a beautiful dua. If we have not already started making this dua, we can continue till the end of Ramadan, inshallah. He says to him that, Mulana, as you are seated here now on the mataf and looking at the Baytullah, there is one dua that you should be making. One particular thing that you should be asking of Allah. What is it? He says, oh Allah, you gave me the month of Ramadan for taqwa. Now Allah, give me the taqwa. You gave me the month of Ramadan to give me taqwa. Now give me the taqwa. Ask of Allah. What does Allah say? Astajib lakum. You ask and it's done. I go to some wealthy person with some need of mine, some problem, and I barely describe the issue and he says, done. Don't worry about it. How much of relief floods through the heart. That this person told me it's done, it's done. Now I don't have to worry. Fikar mat karo. Allah says, make dua to me, done. It's answered. Just have yaqeen. Have that yaqeen, have that trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These two things. A person will come into the company of the friends of Allah, of the those who have already found their way. As we mentioned, their GPS is already aligned, the compass is straight, they already have typed in the final destination, they are proceeding very swiftly on that road, now for me to come into their company. And never ever to abandon the weapon of dua. These two things, and then see how we will progress, inshallah. But with this, as we mentioned, to have courage. And to show our initiative before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time is already expired. There were a few du'as that we had wanted to discuss. Very quickly, we'll just mention them, which we have learned to make at the end of any amal. Now, as we come to the end of the month of Ramadan, we finished our Quran khatam after Asr also. Allah accepted our Quran khatam in the Taraweeh Salah. And now many of us, perhaps our individual Quran khatams that we are completing, and then our a'mal, our roza that we are now concluding also. How do we get these actions accepted in the court of Allah? One is the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah commissioned him to build Baytullah. There can be no greater contract than this. Allah commissioned him with his young son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam to build Baytullah, the house of Allah, that millions and billions of people will visit till the day of Qiyamah. They erect the structure, and then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam raises his hands. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. That, oh Allah, accept this from us. Those who understand some Arabic, the word تَقَبَّلْ comes from the scale تَفَعَّلَ, تَفَعُّلْ. And one of the hidden meanings that is conveyed in this type of expression is that of تَكَلُّف. That, oh Allah, what does it mean? Oh Allah, with تَكَلُّف. Even if it has to be as a formality, just accept my actions. Just overlook it and accept it. Even though it's not up to scratch, just accept it from me. Ibrahim alayhi salam makes this dua. And then how does Allah respond to him? Allah now blesses Makkah Mukarrama and the thamarat and the fruits that will come into Makkah Mukarrama and people that will visit from different parts of the world for Hajj, for Umrah, till the day of Qiyamah. Why he made this dua? So one is, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُوبَ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. There are many others, just one more we'll mention. The dua of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu was, or in Surah Yusuf that we learn. Lengthy incident. The brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam come, and It was a year where goods were being bartered, there was drought, there was famine. And they bring whatever they were able to present before him. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was in charge of the warehouses and the storerooms of Egypt at the time. And he was now in charge of giving crops and provisions to the people that would come. So they come and they present whatever they had before him. And then they address him and say, وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ. We heard in tonight's dua also. وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ. That, O Yusuf, we have brought defective goods. We have brought goods that are not up to scratch. Factory rejects. فَأَوْفِلَنَا الْكَيْلِ. Please give us measure in full. Whatever we're supposed to get, had we brought first-class goods, even though we haven't, but give us the full measure. We don't have anything more than this to present to you. In the same way, O Allah, وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ. I have brought defective goods. My Quran tilawat was defective, my salah was defective, my crying also was not sincere, my du'as were not sincere. But Ya Allah, أَوْفِلَنَا الْكَيْلِ وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا. And then they go on to say, not only give us our measure in full, but give us more also, give us extra. So the same dua we make. Oh Allah, even if you make it in English also. وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ. Ya Allah, as I come to the end of the month of Ramadan, all I have to present are defective, inferior quality goods. I know what I have done, I know how I have spoiled it. Hazrat says, everything we touch also we spoil. Brand new car, because I touched it, now it loses 10% of its value. Something new garment, item of clothing, I put it on, touches my body and already it becomes second hand. So everything I do, I spoil. Ya Allah, you know what I did. فَأُفِلَنَا الْكَيْلِ. Just give me the full reward. وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا. And give me double the reward and multiply it. Allah is Kareem, as we mentioned in the beginning. Allah gives despite us being undeserving and unworthy. So quickly to summarize, my dear brothers, this time is expired. To maintain our momentum after the month of Ramadan, Allah has a system. Attach ourselves to the friends of Allah, to the houses of Allah. Maintain our ta'alluq with the masjid. And make use of the weapon Allah has given us, the weapon of dua. And then see how this year, inshallah, 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 with Allah's permission, and with us taking the courage and initiative, this year will be a different year. It will be the year Allah makes a decision for our hidayat. And the year Allah gives us that courage, and that ability now to come into His obedience and His pleasure. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. We'll make a short dua, inshallah, and then we'll break for refreshments. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم O my Allah, Kareem Allah, Rahim Allah, most kind Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah. O my Allah, accept our a'mal, O my Allah, accept our broken and deficient actions, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan has drawn to an end, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us this beautiful month, these beautiful nights and moments, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us our roza and fasting during the day, our taraweeh salah at night, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we make shukr to you for your ni'mats, for your bounties, the bounty of iman, bounty of a'mal, the bounty of taqwa. You made us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, as the month of Ramadan comes to an end, Ya Allah, accept our actions, O my Allah. Accept our broken efforts in your court, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you are Kareem, O my Allah. You are most kind, O my Allah. Most appreciative. You are most generous, O my Kareem Allah. O my Allah, give us the full reward of all our a'mal and our actions, O my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us because of our shortcomings and weaknesses, O my Allah. O my Allah, make sattari and overlook, Ya Allah, whatever we have done. Ya Allah, whatever faults and mistakes we have made in our roza, in our taraweeh, in our Quran tilawat, in our sadaqah, our zakat. Ya Allah, you overlook it, O my Allah. Give us the full reward, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Allah, when the month of Ramadan comes to an end, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't let it be that our taqwa also comes to an end. Ya Allah, give us that strength of iman, that himmat, that courage. Ya Allah, that we will remain obedient to you for the rest of our lives, O my Allah. Ya Allah, in this month, you made it easy for us to come to the masjid. You made it easy for us to open Quran Sharif. You made it easy for us to take your name, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are the same Allah out of Ramadan also, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you can facilitate and make it easy for us. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. Ya Allah, if you will facilitate it and open the door for us, Ya Allah, there will be no stopping us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight make the decision for us that after the month of Ramadan, O my Allah, we will continue with this momentum. Ya Allah, we will not go back to our gunas and sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have made Tawbah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made Tawbah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we heard from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We heard, Ya Allah, At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kamal la dhambalah. Ya Allah, in your court it is as though we have no gunas and sins. Ya Allah, we have yaqeen, Ya Allah, upon your words, upon the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. At-ta'ibu habibullah. Ya Allah, make us your beloveds, O my Allah. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours, O my Allah. Become ours and make us yours, O my Allah. Become ours and make us yours, O my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight make the decision for our hidayat. Ya Allah, give us your ma'rifat, your qurb, your closeness, your muhabbat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us soft hearts, pure and clean hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, wherever there is any difficulty in the ummah, O my Allah, remove the difficulty, O my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are without food, Ya Allah, you feed them, Ya Allah, you clothe them, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you ease their pain and their sufferings, O my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wherever they may be. Protect Haramain Sharifain, protect Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, protect all of our dini works, our masajid, madaris, makatib, and ulama-i kiram, O my Allah. Give us tawfiq, O my Allah. Ya Allah, that we attach ourselves to your friends, O my Allah. O my Allah, you will become happy, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will become happy. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, whatever good Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for, Ya Allah, you give us a share in that goodness. Whatever he asked protection from, Ya Allah, you protect and save us from it, O my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Watub alayna innaka anta attawabur rahim. Waji'na bi bidha'atin muzjatin faawfilana al-kayl. Watasaddaq alayna. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wasalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Amen.